Jai Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
Jai Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
Jai Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
Yeah.
Srimad-Bhakti-Vedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki jai. Kamacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kundaradha Kundagiri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Navadvip Dham ki jai. Jamuna Mai ki jai. Ganga Mai ki jai. Tulsi Devi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Samveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Itai Gaur Premanande Devo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations, Text 32. Goparma ke pratihate vraja viplavaya deve bivarshati pashun kripaya rirakshu Sarto chilindramiva sapta dinani sapta Varsho mahindram aga ae kare ka salilam Gopair make pratihate vraja viplavaya Deve bivarshati pashun kripaya rirakshu Darto chilindram iva sapta dinani sapta Varsho mahindram anagaye kakare salilam. Translation. When the cowherd men of Vrindavan, under instruction of Krishna, stopped offering sacrifice to the heavenly king, Indra, the whole tract of land known as Vraja was threatened with being washed away by constant heavy rains for 7 days. Lord Krishna, out of his causeless mercy upon the inhabitants of Vraja, held up the hill known as Govardhan with one hand only, although he was only 7 years old. He did this to protect the animals from the onslaught of water. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Children play with an umbrella, generally known as a frog's umbrella. And Lord Krishna, when he was only 7 years old, could snatch the great hill known as the Govardhan Parvat at Vrindavan and hold it for 7 days continuously with one hand. just to protect the animals and the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the wrath of Indra, the heavenly king, who had been denied sacrificial offerings by the inhabitants of Rajabhumi. Factually, there was no need of offering sacrifices to the demigods for their services if one is engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. Sacrifices recommended in the Vedic literature for satisfaction of the demigods are a sort of inducement to the sacrificers to realize the existence of higher authorities. The demigods are engaged by the Lord as controlling deities of material affairs. And according to the Bhagavad Gita, when a demigod is worshipped, the process is accepted as the indirect method for worshipping the Supreme Lord. But when the Supreme Lord is worshipped directly, there is no need of worshipping the demigods or offering them sacrifices as recommended in particular circumstances. Lord Krishna therefore advised the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi not to offer any sacrifices to the heavenly king Indra. But Indra, not knowing Lord Krishna in Vrajabhumi, was angry at the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi and tried to avenge the offense. But competent as the Lord was, he saved the inhabitants and animals of Vrajabhumi by his personal energy and proved definitely that anyone directly engaged as a devotee of the Supreme Lord need not satisfy any other demigod, however great, even to the level of Brahma or Shiva. Thus this incident definitely proved without a doubt that Lord Krishna is the personality of Godhead and that he was so in all circumstances, as a child on the lap of his mother, as a boy 7 years old, and as an old man of 125 years of age. In either case, he was never on the level of the ordinary man. And even in his advanced age, he appeared as a young boy 16 years old. These are the particular features of the transcendental body of the Lord. Translation again. When the cowherd men of Vrindavan, under instruction of Krishna, stopped offering sacrifice to the heavenly king, Indra, the whole tract of land known as Vraja was threatened with being washed away by constant heavy rains for 7 days. Lord Krishna, out of his causeless mercy upon the inhabitants of Vraja, held up the hill known as Govardhan with one hand only, although he was only 7 years old. He did this to protect the animals from the onslaught of water. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Jadati Svapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpa Turubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha, Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah. Sri Brahma Samhita says, Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachitananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Controller. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of everything, but he himself has no origin, and he is the prime cause of all causes. The Sanskrit word Ishwara means controller, or God with a small g. Everyone is a controller in his or her own sphere of activities. The proprietor is the controller in his business. The teacher is the controller in the classroom. The parents are controllers in the household. Everyone is a controller to some extent. And beyond the human beings on the planet Earth, there are big controllers in the universe called devas or demigods. They are very powerful. Lord Brahma is the demigod in charge of creation. Lord Shiva is the demigod in charge of destruction. Indra is the demigod in charge of rainfall. Vayu is the demigod in charge of the air or wind. Varuna is the demigod in charge of waters. Saraswati is the demigod or demigoddess in charge of learning and culture. They are all Ishwaras. But Ishwara Parama Krishna, Krishna is the supreme controller. He is the controller even of the demigods, what to speak of ordinary human beings. So the tradition in Vrindavan had been that every year the residents would offer a sacrifice to Indra, who is the king of the heavenly planet, as well as the wielder of the thunderbolt. But one year, when Krishna was about 7 years of age, he inquired of his father, "What is the performance that you are arranging? And what is the benefit of the performance?" is it simply customary, or will there be some actual result? The idea is that one should not engage in ritualistic activities just for the sake of custom or tradition. There should be some benefit from the performance. If one engages in some ritualistic activity, but there's no real benefit, then one need not continue. So here, Lord Krishna, playing the part of a 7-year-old child, asked his father, what is the result? Is the sacrifice just customary, or is there some real benefit? Ultimately, Lord Krishna told his father that instead of engaging the paraphernalia for the worship of Indra, you should rather worship Govardhan Hill, the Brahmins, and the cows. And Nanda Maharaj and the other elders of the community accepted the will of Krishna, and thus they performed the Govardhan Puja. Lord Krishna gave instructions what different food items to prepare, to offer. He gave full instructions how to perform the Govardhan Puja. And then he led all the Rajavasis in parikrama around Govardhan Hill. Krishna also, a large form of Krishna, a gigantic form of Krishna, appeared in front of the little Krishna, who was playing the part of a 7-year-old boy, and the other Vrajavasis. And he declared that he, Lord Krishna, and Govardhan Hill are the same. And that is true. Govardhan Hill and Krishna are the same. Or one could say Govardhan Hill is an incarnation of Lord Krishna. And therefore in Vrindavan, devotees take stones from Govardhan Hill and worship the stone just like a deity of Krishna. Because actually Govardhan Hill is an incarnation of Krishna. So, when King Indra understood that his sacrifice had been stopped by this child, he became angry. He did not understand that the child was Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishvara Parama Krishna. He did not understand that the small child was his own Lord and Master. The origin even of Lord Vishnu. So King Indra, bewildered by pride, decided to take revenge against the child and the residents of Vrindavan. And thus he summoned the Samvartaka cloud. It's a special cloud that is invoked at the time of devastation. At the time of devastation, there are torrential rains that inundate the universe. the lower half of the universe actually becomes filled with water. So Indra summoned this powerful cloud and began to inundate Vrindavan with torrents of rain and hail and fierce winds. And Lord Krishna, to give protection to the residents of Vrindavan, lifted the Govardhan Hill. And here, Srila Prabhupada says he lifted it just like a child lifts a frog's umbrella, like a mushroom. But frogs, if it's raining out, frogs can take shelter under a mushroom, which acts as an umbrella. So Krishna lifted the whole mountain, Govardhan Hill, just as easily as a child would lift a mushroom. And he held it over his head for 7 days continuously to give shelter to the residents of Vrindavan. Thus he established the fact that one need not worship demigods. If one is engaged in the service of Lord Krishna, he will get everything. He doesn't need to worship the demigods separately. Even if it has been a custom in one's family or community for many generations, one should worship Krishna alone as the Supreme Lord, and have faith that just by worshipping Krishna and serving Krishna, all of one's needs will be provided and all of one's desires will be fulfilled. Srimad Bhagavatam gives the example, yatatarar bhuti nisechanena, that by watering the root of a tree, all of the limbs and branches and leaves are automatically watered. Similarly, by putting food in the stomach, all of the limbs of the body are automatically nourished. So in the same way, by worshipping Lord Krishna or serving Lord Krishna, all the demigods and all living entities are automatically served and satisfied. So, after 7 days of lifting Govardhan Hill with the little finger of his left hand, Indra realized that he had made a grave mistake, that he had committed a great offense. Although he mistakenly believed that the small child, Krishna, and the Vrajavasis had committed an offense against him, but actually he was the one who committed the offense against them. And he realized that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he was very concerned because the reactions to offenses are very severe, especially an offense against the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and even more so against the devotees of the Lord. So Indra approached Lord Brahma. What should I do? I've committed a serious offense. Lord Brahma advised him that Krishna is very affectionate to cows. And if you approach Krishna with a devotee who is dear to him, and if the devotee pleads on your behalf, then Krishna may forgive you. So Indra went to a higher planet within the universe and brought the celestial cow Surabhi. Surabhi is a cow but also a devotee. And with Surabhi he approached Lord Krishna. Of course he called back the Samvarta clouds and stopped the rain and hail and winds. And then he approached Krishna on his elephant, Airavata. And near the place that is now known as Govindakund, he offered his obeisances and apologies. And he did an Abhishek, a bathing ceremony of Lord Krishna. Bathed him with milk from Surabhi and with water from the trunk of Airavata. And at that place he coronated Krishna as Govinda, as the lord of the cows, as the real Indra. And that milk and water from the Abhishek filled a pond, and that is called Govindakund. Another important point from this pastime is that Krishna has a spiritual body, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. No one with an ordinary material body could lift a whole mountain and hold it up with just not even one hand, but the little finger of his left hand. So Krishna is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always has a spiritual form, Satchidananda Vigraha. In the case of weak conditioned souls, there's a difference between the soul and the body. The body is like dress for the soul, or a machine. And the real person, the consciousness, is the soul. But in the case of Krishna, there's no difference between his body and soul. He's completely spiritual. And therefore he never ages or dies. Although from the materialistic point of view, when Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was an old man. He had children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren. He was about 100 years old. But still he looked like a young man of about 16 years. You never see a picture of Krishna with gray hair, wrinkles, walking with a cane. Satchidananda Vigraha. He always appears youthful. Videshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto. Navayobanam cha. He's very difficult to understand just by studying the Vedas, but he is easy to understand by serving his devotees, by becoming a devotee and serving his devotees. And Purusha Purana Navi Yovanam Cha, although he's the oldest person, he always appears like a fresh youth. So we should surrender to Krishna. We should take full shelter of Krishna. There's so many onslaughts in the material world, so many crises, and they will come. Some are more severe than others, but they will come. And the ultimate crisis is death, and death will also come to each and every one of us. So we should not live in illusion, thinking that we can be happy by our own endeavors and arrangements. A hurricane, which was really not much compared to what Indra sent, a hurricane, even a hurricane caused devastation. And so many other disease, accidents, financial crises. So there will be calamities, there will be difficulties, there will be crises. And we should prepare for them by taking shelter of Krishna. If we try to act independently, when the time comes, we may not be prepared to take shelter of Krishna. And then we can be devastated. But still, Krishna is merciful. He's always ready to accept our surrender. And in the present age of Kali Yuga, the best way to take shelter of Krishna is to take shelter of Him as His holy name. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. The holy name of Krishna and Krishna Himself are identical. Abhinatha Nama Namino. The name Krishna and that which the name refers to are the same. There's no difference. And especially in the present age of Kali, it is recommended Harinama, 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 Vikavalam, Kalona, Stevana, Stevana, Stevaga, Tiranyata. One should chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names of Hari, Krishna. There is no other way, no other way, no other way for success in the present age. And when we chant, we should do so following the ways of authorities. Specifically, we should chant with attention. Krishna consciousness is bhakti yoga. And in all types of yoga, the central point is to control the mind. So when we chant Hare Krishna, Japa or Kirtan, the mind should be fixed on the holy name of the Lord. Actually, when in Kirtan, the sound of the holy name of the Lord should be most prominent. The musical instruments and other things should be less so. Because the real thing is the holy name, to hear the holy name. And know that the holy name is Krishna. That one can get the full benefit of taking shelter of Krishna, just like the Vrajavasis did when Krishna was personally present. 5,000 years ago. We can get the same benefit, exact same benefit, by taking shelter of the holy name of Krishna. Kali Kaler Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that in Kali Yuga, the avatar of Krishna is the holy name. Kali Kaler Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. So we should take advantage of this. Of course, it's wonderful to remember Krishna's pastimes that he enacted when he was present on earth 5,000 years ago. But we should really offer ourselves in loving service to Krishna. That will help us in our lives. Govardhan Puja, yes, we observe it once in a year, but it's not meant just to be an occasion that we celebrate once in a year, but it's meant to be an inspiration to us to take full shelter of Krishna throughout the year, throughout our entire life and lives to come. And that can be achieved by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments?
Help us with some realizations how to control
and Shamsudra Prabhu says that in this age when there are so many disturbances, it's hard to control the mind. So can I give some advice how to control the mind when one chants? Well, even in the previous age, it was hard to control the mind. When Krishna explained the yoga system to Arjuna, Arjuna said, chanchala hi mana Krishna, that the mind is very flickering and unsteady. He said it appears to be more difficult, or as difficult to control the mind as it is to control the wind. No one can control the wind. So in the same way, how can one control the mind? And Lord Krishna replied, yes, it is difficult, but it is possible by practice, abhyasa yoga yuktena, by practice and by detachment, by vairagya. So we have to practice. Practice makes perfect, even in spiritual life. So we have to practice chanting and hearing with attention. And we can pray to Krishna, pray to the holy name, pray to the previous acharyas to help us. But we have to practice. And to be successful at anything requires practice. To play the piano, it requires practice. And vairagya, detachment, of course, in and of itself, to become detached may sound difficult, but if we become attached to Krishna, we become attached to bhakti yoga, then automatically we'll become detached from material things. But we also have to make an effort not to hold on to our attachments. if we chant sincerely and attentively, we will become attached to Krishna. We will become detached from material things. And that should be our intention, ceto darpano marginam. We should want to purify the heart and let go of our material attachments. But if we chant and at the same time hold on to our material attachments, that is an offense. That's also one of the offenses against the holy name. To not have complete faith in the holy name and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions in the matter. To hold on to material attachments really means we don't have faith in the holy name. We don't have faith in Krishna. We think we need material things to make us happy. We don't have faith that just by developing our relationship with Krishna, by reviving our dormant love for Krishna, we will be happy. We don't have faith. And then that's an offense. You know, Krishna is our father, our mother, our best friend, our protector, our maintainer. Krishna is everything. Whether we acknowledge him or not, he's everything. The air we breathe is coming from Krishna. The water we drink is coming from Krishna. The earth we walk on is coming from Krishna. Everything is coming from Krishna. Our ability to think is coming from Krishna. Our ability to speak is coming from Krishna. Everything is dependent on Krishna. Yesterday I met a young lady who is suffering from cancer. She may have 6 months. It depends. At most she might have a few years. And she has been chanting for many years. But as she says, she took it for granted. She assumed that every day when she wakes up, she'll be able to chant, just like she's been able to chant every other day. But one day, she wasn't able to chant. The cancer acted in such a way that she was unable to chant. Now, with great difficulty, she can chant one round a day, and not always. And she told me that when I speak to people, I should tell them on her behalf, or of her experience, or on her behalf, to tell them that they shouldn't take it for granted that they'll be able to chant tomorrow or the next day, because you don't know. She said to tell them to pronounce each and every word and each and every syllable and hear each and every syllable, because you don't know if you'll be able to get the opportunity again. So while you have the opportunity, you should take full advantage. So that's what we should do. We should take it very seriously. Shouldn't take it for granted. There's one devotee. His parents are actually disciples in Mauritius, and he went to Vrindavan as a young man and joined Ayendra Prabhu's 24-hour kirtan at the ISKCON Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. Now he leads a beautiful kirtan. He can sing the same tune for 1 hour, 2 hours, very slow and melodious and beautiful. And he'll keep his eyes closed for 2 hours. He won't open his eyes. He'll just sing. So one of our God brothers, His Holiness Bibi Govinda Swami Maharaj, asked the young man, Madhava, that you sing for hours with your eyes closed. What do you think when you're singing? And Madhava replied that he sings each name in the mantra as if he was singing it for the last time. So that's that. You know, we take things for granted. You know, we might take our husband for granted. We might take our wife for granted. We might take our children, friends. But if we knew that this is the last time you're ever going to see that person, we wouldn't take the person for granted. We wouldn't ignore the person. We would treasure every moment that we have with the person while we have the opportunity. So Krishna, He's the Supreme Lord, He's our Father, He's our Mother, He's our best friend, He's our everything. And if we think of Him, think of His holy name, that this could be the last time I ever chant the holy name or hear the holy name, then we'll do it with care and attention and appreciation and gratitude and love. That's what we should do.
Can you share that what is there in your heart that wants to fully surrender to Srila Prabhupada, something that you would like to share with us and we can learn from it?
I'm not understanding.
You know, you have dedicated your life for Srila Prabhupada with no consideration, material consideration. What is there inside your heart, some force that telling you to act in a way? Can you share some of the things?
I think he's saying, correctly or incorrectly, that he wants to serve devotees, want to serve, but they have reservations. They hold something back. And he believes that I serve, but I don't hold anything back. So what is it that has enabled me to serve without reservation, without holding anything back? Well, I won't comment on whether what you say is true or not. I don't think it's fully true. But to whatever extent it is true, I would say the reason is Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy. Or one could say, I have faith that by serving Srila Prabhupada, Krishna will be pleased. Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada. And yeah, I have faith that I'll get everything by serving Srila Prabhupada and getting his mercy, and by his grace getting the mercy of Krishna. I was looking for a guru. I felt an urgent need to find a guru. If someone's complacent, they think they're all right as they are, they don't need any help, they don't need any shelter, they don't need to improve, then they won't progress. Yes.
Maharaj, what should we do if we unknowingly commit a mistake that is irreversible?
What should you do if you unknowingly commit a mistake that is irreversible? Well, in one sense, there's only one mistake, and that is turning away from Krishna. And you can always turn back to Krishna. That's not irreversible. As far as temporary mistakes, they may not be reversible on the material platform, but if you rise above the material platform, then it doesn't matter about the mistake. You should surrender to Krishna. And Krishna says, in Sarva Dharmam Pritya Mame Kam Charanam Vraja, Aham Tam Sarva Pape Vyo Moksha Yisyami Masucha. But if you surrender to Krishna, he will protect you from all sinful reactions. So if you made a mistake, say you committed a sin, you can't reverse it, but if you surrender to Krishna, he will protect you from the reactions to it.
One more gentleman.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra consists of holy names of Krishna, Hare Krishna and Rama, arranged, 16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
There are other mantras that include the holy names of Krishna, but they include other words as well. We have different mantras that we recite, that those who receive diksha, they chant Brahma Gayatri and other mantras that also contain the name of Krishna and other words and syllables. But the Maha Mantra is Hare Krishna, and that consists only of names of Krishna. And that is sufficient. If you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you need not chant any other mantras. All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.